When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You find us right there. We're now on ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, Max? What up, Key?
Look at that shot of the bridge there. Isn't that beautiful, Key?
Don't you miss it, Key. All right.
No answer.
Yeah, he
crickets.
Misses it. He misses it.
Crickets.
That's what that means. He misses it.
He can't.
Did y'all say something?
He's just dancing. You dancing?
Excuse me. Did you guys say something to Keyshawn Johnson?
Oh, no. He's dancing like an auntie at a wedding right now. Like, look at him.
That's how we typically dance.
Excuse me? Max Kellerman, are you talking to me?
That's how we typically dance.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Stay in your spot. Two-step it all day long, baby.
You talk about is the bridge nice? Yeah, the bridge looks good.
That's well, you made the comment yesterday. That's why I'm saying
it. No, it looks, man.
This is the time.
I don't know. You tell me, because you're a New Yorker, Max. Is that the most iconic shot in New York City, or is it Central Park?
It might be the Empire State Building.
Empire State Building, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Empire State Building, you know,
Empire
for
State
sure,
of Mind.
Yeah.
I didn't say a rap
Brooklyn
song.
Bridge. I mean, Brooklyn, but that's why. Bridges is, you know.
I didn't say the most popular. No.
Well, oh, there you go, Pat. I see you. Right on time.
There's a rap line for every single thing in life? You know, I mean,
come on, man.
Yeah.
So you say it's the Empire State Building.
I would think so. And maybe once upon a time, the World Trade Center. But now it's the Empire State Building again.
Statue of Liberty?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so there you go. The Statue of Liberty, for sure. Because I feel like if I was to show, what would you call it? If I was to show kids like pictures and put them up, right, and hold them up, flashcards.
Yeah. Where are you? Yeah.
And I say, hey, what is this? And they would know immediately, oh, that's the Empire State Building, or that's the Liberty Central Park. I don't know if they would know exactly. Maybe my kids probably would know it's Brooklyn Bridge because we live in Brooklyn. So
right.
You know.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bridge is hard.
Not the United Nations. No one really cares what that looks like, right?
I mean,
it's located in New York, but people wouldn't know from looking.
No, I don't. You know, you would have to tell me.
George Washington Bridge, at one point, was very famous because it was like this enormous suspension bridge.
Yeah, I still would. If you show me a picture of the GW and the Brooklyn Bridge, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's the Brooklyn. I just wouldn't.
Yeah,
it's
the
river, water, a bridge.
Statue of Liberty, Empire State Building.
Statue of Liberty, clearly, Max, is something like your dollar or something. It's somewhere in some of that money in your pocket, right?
If anything, this is the time of year to be here, right? You got Fashion Week going on, Yankees, Aaron Judge playing out of their minds.
Why, you led with Fashion Week?
It's Fashion Week.
You are very up there.
Is Fashion Week still?
Fashion. Yeah. Yeah, it's still Fashion Week this week. Yep.
Jeez, it seems like Fashion Week's been going on for a month.
Fashion month.
I thought it was still going on.
Yeah, still going on. Still popping off.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought it was Kyle over
Kuzma.
Last week.
Yep.
Come on, football's getting heated up. Baseball's heading to the postseason. It's a great time in the city. This is Keyshawn J. Will and Max coming to you live from, here's another iconic place in New York, the Seaport District. And Pier 17 brought to you by Chase. So, Key, some of the sound that we heard on the way in to this segment, man, I'm with you 100%. You said, like, Josh Allen's good. That's not in dispute. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. The question is, what do you wind up doing? Because, like, I think of, like, Joe Montana, right? Well, if Marino would have had Bill Walsh, but he didn't. Montana did. Montana not only went.
He had Don Shula.
Right. I get it. I'm just good. But Montana won 4 Super Bowls. In those Super Bowls, he threw 13 touchdowns, no interceptions. So whatever else he had going for him, oh, it's the West Coast offense, whatever, that accrues to Joe Montana. It redounds to, like, he is great. He's the greatest until Tom Brady. There's no way around it.
I mean, in the end, you know what's so crazy?
Yeah.
You say, Tom Brady. Some people still don't feel that way, though.
Because
some people in football, they still feel like Joe the guy.
Well, I mean, he's perfect in Super Bowls.
There's some people that are like, I don't give a damn how many Tom went. Joe's the guy.
So if you want to be the guy, Key, there's a lot of excuses for a lot of people, explanations, whatever.
And I got a lot of them.
Then there's Super Bowls. But you won a Super Bowl. Then there's
I got a lot of excuses though. Why I didn't catch for 16,000 yards in a season? You know, a lot of
you're
excuses.
Just fine.
Oh, you're in good company. No one on this show did. So, but the point is, no, or bad company. So the point is, like, Josh Allen, I'm with you 100%. He's the favorite to an MVP. He's the Terminator. He's playing like a machine sent from the, as I say, cyborg sent from the future to destroy Patrick Mahomes.
When is he going to finally destroy him?
That's what I'm saying. Mahomes lives in the AFC Championship game. Mahomes has a Super Bowl. Mahomes, like, he's done all that. He's been to two, won one. Key, until Josh Allen does it, I could not put him ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
As the best player in the National Football League?
Yeah.
You mean right as for right now?
Right now, I'll take Patrick Mahomes over Josh Allen.
So, it's as they say, six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. It's basically the same thing to a degree. Josh Allen in the first two games, those two interceptions that he's thrown, really wasn't his fault. We got to give them to him because it's on the stat sheet. But it's something about the way – and Patrick, look, there's no wrong answer here at all, whether it's we like Patrick Mahomes or we like Josh Allen. I just think – recency bias, because we just saw him play on a Monday. Mm. We saw Patrick Mahomes, I guess, what was it, Thursday?
Yep. On Thursday, it was like, Patrick Mahomes, and by Monday, Thursday. It's Josh Allen.
Yeah. It was so long ago that we saw Patrick Mahomes. We literally just got out of bed the other day and got a chance to see Josh Allen. This Sunday coming up, we'll see Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes again. And one will be in Miami and wherever Kansas City's playing. I don't know off the top of my head. But we'll have a chance to kind of look at that and say to ourselves, who would you rather have? Would you rather have Patrick Mahomes or would you rather have Josh Allen? Right now, for me, Josh Allen is the best player in the NFL. Doesn't take anything away from Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Donald. Doesn't take anything away from any of those guys. I just think because I saw him play on a Sunday and he just, come on, man. You don't even understand. I hate to say it. But you don't understand how that ball comes off that wrist in that rotation and how it gets – there's a play
– don't hate to say it. Explain it to us.
There's a play that Stephon Diggs ran on a slant route, and as soon as he turned his head, the ball hit him in the face mask. And Josh Allen didn't even really set his feet. He flipped his hips on a play – on an RPO and ripped it. And that right there is such a thing of beauty for a receiver to be able to look at the football rotating to judge it as it's getting up on you, much like a baseball player looking at the seams to understand what's coming next. And so when you see that sort of stuff, it's just such a great thing of beauty, man. You just marvel at it. Now, he's got to finish the deal, right? He's got to finish the deal.
Yeah. The velocity in which he throws the ball is just ridiculous. That thing pops off the hand. I think that Josh Allen is the best player, but I think that Patrick Mahomes will probably end up winning MVP because what do we value more? Do more with less, right? So when you start hearing that Stephon Diggs, he's the best wide receiver in the game.
You're penalized him for having good
right?
teammates. Yeah.
Or their defense is the best defense in the league. Look at the addition of Von Miller, the pass rush, look where it is. Like all these things to a degree sometimes get held against the best player because it's the narrative is that he has a lot more, right, to do with. Whereas you're watching Patrick Mahomes, like the defense, questions around the defense, like you lose Tyreek Hill, like the additions, he has to make more magic happen.
So yeah, but hold on, Key, I want to play this from yesterday. Stephon Diggs talked to a guy on the show, First Take, is that what it's called? I know a little bit about this show. I also know the guy he was talking to.
Why are you holding the mic, though?
A guy that goes by the name Keyshawn Johnson was talking to Stephon Diggs about the difference between Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen. Listen to this.
Stupid question.
Stephon, you may have answered this question several years ago. I don't know because I never asked you the question. Yeah. But I'm such a jealous individual at the receiver position when I look at some of these quarterbacks some of y'all have. And I just want to know the difference. I'm not trying to get you to start no trouble or anything, but I really want to know the difference.
What up now?
I just want to know the difference. Catching a ball, and you went to Pro Bowls in Minnesota with Kirk Cousins, but catching a ball from Kirk, you didn't?
Nah, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. We're talking
I thought you did. My bad. I thought you was a Pro Bowler because you was ripping hands off in Minnesota. But anyway, catching a ball from Kirk Cousins versus catching one from Josh Allen, what does what does it feel like? What's the difference?
Kirk got a lot of touch to his ball. Like, Kirk can deliver a ball anywhere, any given time. I was always like, damn, Kirk, you can throw it any kind of way. But Josh, I think Josh has a little bit of he's throwing the ball with a lot of firepower. Like, even last night, he had a ball that I say a lot of his balls, he helps me catch them. He's throwing it so hard that it sometimes it sticks to my helmet or sticks to my chest. So I feel like he's throwing the ball with a lot of velocity, especially in the beginning of the game and in those pivotal moments. He got a special arm talent, and everybody knows he throw the ball 80 yards any given time, 90 yards. He's a special guy, man. I'm just blessed to have him.
he was such a baller in Minnesota. I really thought he went. I'm like, you didn't go to a Pro Bowl? Like, he was one of the top receivers in Minnesota way back then. Now imagine, it's so crazy how some of these dudes, they die and go right to heaven, right? He leaves Minnesota, gets Josh Allen. You know, it's the craziest thing ever, but his career just elevates to another level. Brandon Bean did an amazing job of identifying that Stephon Diggs possibly wasn't being utilized in the right way in Minnesota to help his team get over the hump the way they needed to. And he goes out, gives Minnesota whatever it was that they wanted, gives Stephon Diggs the back, brings him, and Josh Allen becomes a completely different player than he was the first couple years in the NFL.
That was quite a pickup. He's been unbelievable in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We want to hear from you. Is Josh Allen the best player in the NFL right now? And if not Josh Allen, who? Plus, how much blame should Mitch Trubisky get for the Steelers' offensive struggles? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Here's Allen on 2nd and 10. Stepping up into the low going through. He's got Diggs wide open. It's caught. Touchdown.
Josh Allen won. He's the MVP, projected MVP in the eyes of many.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you're listening on ESPN Radio or Sirius XM right now, if you're watching on ESPNU, if you're listening on the app, you click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down to Live Radio, you find us right there. You can call us, 888-SAY-ESPN. We're talking, is Josh Allen the best player in the NFL right now? And if not, who is? We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Ready to do this, guys?
Let's do it.
AB in Chicago. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, MX, ESPN Radio.
Josh Allen is the best talent in the league. Every year since he's come in the league, he's shown constant progression. Even when Brian Daboll left, everybody questioned, will he be the same? What the offense is going to look like? And he's shown that it's getting better. He's making everybody around him better. And his talent is getting better every season. So it's no doubt that Josh Allen is the best talent.
I mean, I don't know, like Patrick Mahomes can do things though, like that. You know, first of all, Key, Justin Herbert, right? If his tight end just gets off the field, but I'm just saying, right? If his tight end gets off the field, what are we saying after that game?
Everett
gets off the field. After that game, we're like, oh my God, Justin Herbert, right?
Oh
like,
my God, Justin Herbert had an amazing game. I can't believe his hair is out the back of the helmet. They're going to the Super Bowl.
6'6".
6'6". He's a tall drink of water. How did the Miami Dolphins pass on him? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's what you'll be saying.
Right. I mean,
it's the same thing.
Recency bias.
It's the same thing about Lamar Jackson. If Lamar Jackson wins the game, if they just win the game.
Clear MVP.
He's like number two on the list MVP, right? Jalen Hurts goes from whatever odds he went to number three on Caesar's book or whatever because he took care of business in front of all our eyes.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson scares me, though, because that defense gave it away, but you know what's about to come.
You know, what I worry about is they got nothing on the ground without him, though.
That's what I'm saying. He has to do everything.
Apparently, though, those were a couple blown coverages. It wasn't, you know, those weren't missed assignments. They were blown coverages that happened in Miami.
Join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. There might be some blown coverages, though, because with Waddle and Tyreek on the same field, it's going to be a lot for teams.
Yeah, miscommunication and trying to double one guy and not paying attention to another or looking the wrong way when you're supposed to be looking this way, you're looking that way. You know, one of those deals, Max.
Yep.
You're supposed to be crossing the street, you're looking left and never look right.
Bam. That's when you get hit. By the way, join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Is Josh Allen the best player in the NFL right now? If not, who is? Jason in Florida.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know what? Look, Josh Allen is the best, but you can't say that Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are worse than him. They are about the same quarterback. I would take any one of them. But yeah. I will tell you this. Josh Allen is John Elway on freaking steroids. That guy is ridiculous.
You don't mean literally.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, yes, I don't know what he's on.
Jeez. Yeah.
No, but I understand what he's saying.
You didn't even need to clarify
What he's saying is a bigger, better version.
We understood exactly what
he was
saying.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a bigger, better version of John Elway. I understand that he likes his ability, but I played with John Elway in the Pro Bowls. I played against John Elway.
Could spin it.
It was different.
Key, what do you value more? Because for me, I value more Key doing more with less, right? So if I think about doing more with less, I'm like, okay, like three, Josh Allen, because he has a lot of tools, defense, everything. Then I got Patrick Mahomes. Then I got Lamar Jackson. It's like I feel like the upside for Lamar Jackson and doing more with less, that's what makes me scared that Lamar Jackson is going to, when it's all said and done, that talent's going to exceed expectations in a contract year.
So I understand exactly what you're saying, but in all honesty, Josh Allen doesn't have a whole lot either. He doesn't offensively. Just they can't run the football. And Singletary and Zach Moss are running backs, but they're not Jonathan Taylor or Alvin Kamara or Saquon Barkley or none of that. They're good backs that are back there. They're not Derrick Henry.
Understood. But if you got Diggs, who people are saying is the best wide receiver in the game right now with Tay, I mean the way he played last game was huge, man.
Yeah, but again, remember what I said a minute ago, though. I almost called you Max. Jay, if the Ravens win, we're not even having this conversation because Lamar Jackson will be considered at the top. But because he didn't win the game, much like Justin Herbert, they get punished until they win again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they didn't win. Now, all of a sudden, Tua is ranked 6 on the leaderboard because he won the game. We all know.
Yes.
Right? Like, come on, man. Yeah. Be honest with ourselves. That really isn't like that, but because he won the game and he had great statistics, Max, he's now on the odds to win the MVP. You know? And so when you look at the Ravens and you look at the offense – of skill position players, Rashad Bateman, house call, okay? He threw a dart on a slant and Bateman out the back door, out of here, see you, deuces. That ain't no different than what Tyreek Hill would do. But because they lost the game, we look at it a little bit different. You Justin know, Herbert, they lost the game.
Right, 100%. But you got to win.
I understand. I understand that, but I'm just trying to answer Jay's question because it's like because he lost, we in the public forget that Lamar Jackson is a freak of nature.
Well, thank goodness we're not the public because we don't forget on this show. That's what I'm saying.
But I think we have forgotten Patrick Mahomes already. For everyone to just put Josh
Allen.
Well,
he played last Thursday. I don't even know. Does he still have a team?
Patrick Mahomes played two games this year. He wrecked Arizona through five touchdowns, 360 yards, no interceptions, right? He, in spite of getting pressured constantly, like, you know, and hit, the following game, just now, he beat Justin Herbert, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Now, think about this for a second. 2018, first year as a starter, Patrick Mahomes leads the league in QBR, one pre-snap penalty away from going to the Super Bowl. Following year, 2019, he's like second or third in QBR, wins the Super Bowl, wins Super Bowl MVP. By the way, he won regular season MVP the year before, 50 touchdowns, 12 picks. The following year, he's second or third in QBR, gets to the AFC Championship game, loses the Super Bowl, right? The following year, last year, the worst season of his career, fifth in QBR, gets to the AFC Championship game. Like, the dude, the other names always change. This time it's Stafford is ahead of him or behind him in QBR or Rodgers or Brady. But you know whose name is always there? Patrick Mahomes. You know who's always in the title game? Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but it changes. Always, every year. It changes year to year, though, Max. I mean, it's not like you sit on the throne just because you sat on the throne last year means that it's your throne this year.
But he's not. What I'm saying is. But he's not off the throne. He played on last Thursday.
And he's got eight touchdowns, no interceptions.
Understood.
Two wins.
When they win this weekend and we're on the show on Monday, we're going to be screaming Patrick Mahomes threw for four touchdowns. Oh, my God, did you see this? Oh, I don't know about it. Well, you know, Josh Allen had the one fumble. Well, Lamar, you know, they really didn't throw the ball well. Patrick Mahomes, the best guy in the league.
Key, how about
that's
this?
What happens?
How about this? Like, remember Alien or no, it was Predator 2 when they got on the ship and they looked at all Max the pelts on the wall, the he had Yoda's pelt. He had, like, you saw all the aliens that he had gone from world to world with all, and beating them and putting their pelts up on his wall. Patrick Mahomes got a Kyler Murray pelt right next to a Justin Herbert pelt so far. Eight touchdowns, no interceptions, 2-0, first place in what everyone was saying was the best division in football. And somehow, and the reason, Jay, I say it matters what he's done is because what I'm saying is every year the names around him change. But he's there. So we know already he's going to be right there at the end. I can't put someone ahead of him. How am I going to put someone ahead of him?
No, it's like the caller said a couple calls ago. It's really six in one hand, half a dozen the other when you start talking about these guys. Again, he won the game. But if Justin Herbert and his staff upstairs, the offensive coordinators upstairs, he can't see Everett on the side trying to come out of the game. Either you could call a timeout, but they were in a hurry-up fashion at that point. He leaves him in, pick six, going the other way. Game over, set match. If that doesn't happen, even though it happened, if it doesn't happen, we're here, sitting here, talking about, man, I told you, Justin Herbert, wow, that kid. Blah, blah, blah. Instead, we're saying, well, they lost. And same thing with Lamar.
Vince in California, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
I got to tell you, love you guys' show. But, man, I mean, the ghost in the room is, come on, Garoppolo. I mean, he walks in, throws a touchdown, runs a touchdown, and he's done more than anybody you guys are talking about as a player.
Yeah, I can't
not
give him
more
best
than
player
Mahomes.
In the game, though.
What are you talking about?
I can't give him best player in the game.
Mahomes
though.
Won a Super Bowl. Garoppolo lost a Super Bowl.
What you say?
See my face.
Jay, say. What you say, Jay? I don't think he'll be able to do that.
I can't do that.
I mean, he does get, other than Mahomes and Brady, when he's healthy, he gets farther than anyone else every
Max,
season.
Max, okay. Only thing he may have better than those dudes, you want me to tell you, Max?
What's that?
He might be prettier. Yeah. That's the only thing he has.
He reads defenses and gets rid of the ball pretty quick.
Max, he may be prettier than those other guys. That's about all.
Well, he's not as good as Josh Allen. I mean, come on.
Don't let Max go down.
No one's comparing him to Josh Allen except Vince. Marvin in North Carolina, what you got?
Another love fest for Max.
Please hold these guys speak to the fire. Because we were just listening to Keyshawn yesterday or the day before, and you were talking about how a guy got to do it. The last time we seen Josh Allen in the most important times, he lost to Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes down, yeah, he was in the AFC Championship. I'm just mind blown how everybody can act like this hasn't happened. Even Jay said we go season by season. Well, Josh Allen hasn't done anything yet.
Wait, hold on. Hold on 1 second, Jay.
Yeah, go
ahead. Don't hang up, young fella. You've been listening to the show all morning, I'm assuming, right?
All morning.
Okay. What did I say then when I mentioned Josh Allen. I said right now in the two games, and I also mentioned recency bias. When was the last time we saw Patrick Mahomes play, young fella?
All the way back to Thursday.
Last Thursday.
When did we see Josh Allen play?
Monday.
There you go. Monday is sooner, closer to us than Thursday was, right? So recency bias will make our minds say something different than what it is.
Let me ask you this.
Up on Sunday and Patrick Mahomes is doing the work to the Colts and Josh Allen has a fumble or interception, the first thing we going to do is start to talk about Patrick Mahomes. The same thing goes for Justin Herbert. If he would have beat the Kansas City Chiefs, he'd be sitting at the top of the throne right now in the first 2 weeks. If Lamar Jackson's defense didn't let him down, he'd be sitting at the top of the throne in the first 2 weeks.
Remember the Bob Gibson quote, Key? The Bob Gibson quote, he was asked, what's the great pitcher for the Cardinals, was asked, it's the best catch you've ever seen. He said, the best catch is like the prettiest lady. The last one you saw is the best you ever saw. I mean, come
only
on,
as
man.
Good as your last
at
win.
At
we
a
say
certain
in sports
point,
all the time.
These guys are all so good. Whoever you saw last is who's on your mind.
Key, I'm really surprised, though, nobody's talked about anybody on the defensive side of the ball, like Micah
Parsons
or Aaron Donald. Like, did we just forget what happened last year in the Super Bowl?
Parsons, to me, is the best player in football
for
right
sure.
now. To me, right now, at this moment through 2 weeks, Parsons is the best player I've seen. Parsons, number one.
We're up against it. Let's roll.
Josh Allen is the MVP favorite, right? But should Jalen Hurts now be in the MVP conversation? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hot news or not news? You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news!
Hot news or not news time.
Okay.
Yes, it is hot news or not news time here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
We know what
time
it is.
And that's what I'm trying to.
Always Kimberly
with the A-Mark with it fresh.
Yeah, I got the pollens. I got the. Oh, look, we got
those steel.
We got a shoe cam for you every day.
Listen,
Mike Tomlin comes
right
there.
I know, because I can't rock them when I cover the Ravens, the Browns, the Steelers, or the Bengals. So I got to rock them for you guys.
Ooh.
Thanks for noticing, guys. Thank you.
All right. Kimberly A. Martin is the ESPN NFL reporter. Also, First Take, Her Take podcast.
Yes.
I want to shout out the stuff you're doing.
Thank you, Boo.
Kimberly got a plug. All right. The Buccaneers signed Cole Beasley. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news just because Chris Godwin, the availability of Mike Evans, all those things. Cole Beasley has just been sitting around. The fact that the Bucs need him. Are you guys all right?
Jay noticed that my pant leg was rolling and he was conspiring with Yates or someone to get the shot on the TV.
Well, we had a shoe cam for you. I know. It's like pseudo capris, but they're not capris.
They're not,
I don't know what they are.
So when I stand up.
I don't know what they are.
So when I stand up, they don't drag on the floor. But look,
they go mid calf, though.
Oh, man. He had them rolled up to his knees, guys.
So I had one ankle. This is what it looked like. Look.
Hey, Max.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, what I would say though, Max, from afar, what I would say though, tell our director, don't zoom in on them nine wears because when they show Kimberly shoes and then they show your nine wears, that's probably not the right thing
to
do.
Here's the problem. This happens.
I want to say
this happens every time. Hold
up.
This happens every time I do it. I looked at these this morning and I got the new ones in the box, right?
Yeah, we'll put on the new ones, man.
But to lace them up and everything, get the laces right, I'm like, you know what?
I just wear these. You got them nine wears on. Come on, Max. You make too much money to be wearing
them. By the way, Kias is more like 13 wears.
New York, though, sometimes
but you can't wear. Before we get back to hot news,
Air Force One. Don't do that to Max.
Matter of fact, I got two fresh pairs in the box. And when I say in the box, I mean in the box. I'd have to open up the box.
For all the people who can't see on radio, hold on, Key. For all the people who can't see, Kimberly has a pair of fresh ones on.
Yeah.
And Max is just look like they just came off. Late night, mine are beat up. I know it.
I know Jay's not talking about white kicks.
I got a little bit more of the skateboard kind of beat up shoe style going right now.
Zoom in on Max. I mean, zoom in on Jay's shoes for me. I want to see his.
I got a little bit of the beat up shoes on right now. Yeah.
Let me see.
So rare.
Oh, but that's okay. Yeah. His is supposed to look like that.
It's supposed to look beat up.
Yours, Max?
It's hard to look.
Yeah. They didn't come like that.
Pants. He's like, my kicks are all crispy white. I look great.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, and then Key was
Max thought he had the Hamptons.
Rushing out of the house and everything this morning.
Why did they do a side-by-side? Why did they do that to Max?
What are the odds? The last time I did this, Canty got me. He took a picture and put it on.
I saw the khakis rolled up to the mid-calf. They were rolled exactly like this, Jay. No, they were hiked. You pulled them down.
Oh, man, that's not what you heard me talking. You heard me talking feedback to Pat.
Yeah, the pants were
That's why I whisper, Pat, Shannon. I try to catch people, but.
I know this dude ain't got the Debo shirt on talking to me about my kicks.
Let's get rolling, Max.
That's my bike, homie.
Roll, Max. We don't want to waste Kimberly's time.
Yes, Kimberly does have other shows. Sports Center, get up. Hello. Right.
Mitch Trubisky says he wants to throw the ball downfield. Doesn't understand why he hasn't been given that opportunity so far this season. Hot news or not news?
It's not news, but I think if Mitch is going to come out and say that, then don't mess up when you get those opportunities. Like, people are clamoring for the rookie. And you out here like, I don't know why they won't let me air it out. All right, Mitch. We'll see Thursday night, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's not news, but it's hot news, I'm sure, in the mind of Coach Mike Tomlin, because one of the things, if you miss Trubisky, you need to, just as Kimberly say, you need to ball out. But what I would say is, man, you need to go hide in the closet and say nothing.
Kids,
right now, your career is walking over the Grand Canyon on a tightrope with a strong wind and no net underneath. So you just might want to
This is tight. What happened yesterday. Ready? Say less. Say less, son. You know what I mean? Like, there's some cats, man. I'm just going to say this openly
and
honestly.
Put the song with a say less?
Honestly. Like, there's some dudes that when they say, like, I'm not sure you believe yourself.
Yeah, no.
And that to me, that's Mitch sometimes when he says, like, I just didn't believe him at all.
Well, listen, he studied under Josh Allen, so, you know, he's ready to air it out.
One year, Brian Daboll.
Ready to air it out. Jalen Hurts now has the third best odds to win MVP, plus 800. Mm-hmm. He's trailing only Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, you think
QBR is a pretty good stat we came up with? The MVP odds reflect exactly the QBR standings, 1, 2, 3. Hot news or not news? That's hot news
because Jalen Hurts even being drafted, that was controversial. And now we're talking about Jalen as an MVP favorite. Like, that's pretty good. Go Eagles, all right?
What you think, E?
I think it's
keep busy dancing.
No, I think it's hot news, but I'm not surprised at his ability. I'm not surprised at anything that Jalen Hurts could do. I've been on top of this thing from day one. I'm surprised a little bit that they would jump him so high just because it was so much concern for what type of quarterback he would be and where the Eagles would be at.
I'm surprised you were talking about Jalen when you've been talking about Derek Carr for so long being the greatest thing ever. But okay, you knew Jalen was that guy.
That's all right. I'm gonna leave you alone. I ain't even gonna say nothing to you because you on my list anyway. So I'm gonna leave it alone.
He has been high on Jalen Hurts.
What's the
Jalen Hurts is one of his guys, like Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow.
Oh,
He's got Jalen Hurts and Derek Carr for sure.
He's kind of similar to the Derek Carr thing. He's talked openly about being disappointed about Derek Carr. Yeah.
He threw three picks, and next time I see him, I'm gonna pop him upside his head for throwing three picks. Got me out here looking bad,
looking crazy. Yeah.
That is Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire.
Give me another shot of those shoes, please.
Look what brought Canty right into the studio.
Hey,
look at this.
Oh, Canty walked in. Canty would be all over.
Canty came in politician fresh. Every time I break out, the uptown's a little dirty, a little scuffed. Canty comes in and takes a picture. Can this Georgia team be better than last year's national title team?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around
different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Can anybody in the SEC make the playoff besides Alabama?
Alabama wouldn't change a thing. They love all the pieces that they have on that roster.
You want to bet on Bama to get there and maybe win it all.
Arguing New York baseball during the break with Chris Canty. I love it.
We're actually talking about Alabama football right now.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Paul Feinbaum joins us, presented by Dr. Pepper. In college football season, without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. He is host, of course, of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Good morning, Paul.
Paulie.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
How you doing, Paul?
you guys, the best relationship in sports.
Ooh.
Paul, can this Georgia team, you think, be better than last year's national title team?
Yes. I'm not sure from a defensive standpoint they could be, even though they have been better so far, just the pure wealth of talent on that team. But they're playing very well cohesively. They're shutting everybody down. Listen, they gave up a field goal in the first game, and they didn't give up a touchdown against South Carolina. That was the first game was against Oregon. Against South Carolina, they didn't give up a touchdown until about a minute left in the game. So they have been about as dominating as any team I've ever seen. Now, they played two decent teams and one cream puff, but the difference is the offense. The offense is absolutely explosive. Stetson Bennett, who was a walk-on, is looking like a Heisman Trophy candidate, and they've got so many weapons, especially Brock Bowers. I don't know if you've seen this guy, but he is absolutely a monster, NFL first round written all over him. And they look, as of this moment, significantly better than Alabama, which is saying a lot, considering we thought Alabama was almost the unanimous number one 3 weeks ago.
Paul, outside the top three teams, you know, Georgia, obviously, Alabama, Ohio State, who has the best chance to be that fourth team? Who has the chance to be that fourth team at the end of the year?
I think it probably comes down to either Clemson or Southern Cal right now. And a couple weeks ago, Keyshawn, I was worried about Southern Cal, but I'm not worried about them now. I think they basically have about a two-game season, the most difficult game being at Utah, which I still think is a formidable team, but they're playing with such explosiveness. I didn't expect it. I mean, I thought they would be significantly better. I'll defer to you on their defensive side of the ball, but offensively right now they can hang with almost any team around. So I think I think they have to be considered a serious threat, because I don't, you know, I see a couple of good teams in the Pac-12. The records are deceiving, but I don't see a team that is on their level from a talent standpoint.
You know, it'd be interesting to see, Paul, because Utah I'm supposed to go to that game depending on whether or not we drop one before Utah drops another because it's going to be a big game up in Salt Lake City. And as you know, they changed the format this year where there's no South and North like split up. It's just one. It's just one conference again like it was in the olden days. And so the best two conference records will play each other at the end of the year in the Pac-12 championship. I like Washington. I saw what Washington was able to do against Michigan State, and I like the young quarterback up there. So I'm a little skittish about what UW is. Other than that, you're right. There's probably only – obviously, you got UCLA. That's always tough. And then the Utah situation. But the offense is really high-flying. The defense is a little small up front, so it makes me a little nervous. But Lincoln Riley certainly and Jordan Addison and Caleb Williams them certainly has come into this thing and unleashed in the Pac-12 what an offense is really supposed to look like.
And Jay Will, I don't know. I can't tell you how difficult it is for me to have to admit that Keyshawn may have been right. But anyway, enough of that.
Paul, I did want to ask you about the Pac-12 commissioner saying that he doesn't expect any more teams leaving the Big Ten or the Big 12. Do you agree with that?
No, I'm amazed at the cluelessness that this guy continues to exhibit. I mean, he got completely embarrassed and shaken down when the Big Ten came in and swiped two teams. And then he went into witness protection for a month, and he came out with that statement. There's nothing to back that up. I mean, the only thing going for the Pac-12 right now is the fact that the playoff, I mean, overall, from a holding on to everybody, is the fact that the CFP is going to expand to 12. Had they not decided not to do that, then I think there would already be mass defection. But the Big Ten is still undecided on where it wants to go. I mean, clearly they want Notre Dame, and that decision is permanently, not permanently, but it's on hold for the time being. But there's no way you can make that statement when we know Washington and Oregon and others perhaps have already made contact with the Big Ten about coming their way.
Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Is there a scenario we could see both Ohio State and Michigan in the playoff if both are undefeated heading into that final game, you think?
Yeah, I think we could see a double whammy with Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Michigan all being undefeated. Now, that's only if Clemson drops a game, which that could happen. They're at Wake this week. You'd have to see USC stumble out in the West, maybe more than once, which, again, as Keyshawn laid out, is possible, not likely. Otherwise, I think it would be pretty tough because, and then one other thing, it would be helpful if Alabama dropped a game. And I think there's a reasonable chance that could happen. But Michigan, don't forget, Michigan still has to go to Iowa. They look great right now, Max, but three games into it, they haven't played a good team. So I'm going to hold off on getting too carried away with Jim Harbaugh's team yet.
Is there, Paul, any of these non-Power 5 teams floating around that may fall into that Cincinnati category from a year ago?
I don't think so. BYU looked the part until last week. And I just think with the multitude of upsets we're seeing, it's pretty unlikely, especially considering what we've been talking about. Cincinnati got in last year, Keyshawn, based on really one game. They went to Notre Dame and won. That carried them all the way. And I don't think anybody else really has the schedule this year.
There it is. Hey, real quick, Paul. Urban Meyer, Nebraska. Tim Tebow wants him.
No, even Nebraska, as desperate as it has been for the last 20 years, would not lower the integrity of the school to hire someone like Urban Meyer. I bit my tongue there, Max, but I'll wait until to see if they move any closer.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Paul.
My eyebrows raise when you say that. It seems to me like.
Desperation can make you do a lot of things, Paul.
Man, yeah. I'd hire an Urban. I hired Urban Meyer yesterday.
See, Paul, look at that. Right, already.
Well.
I hadn't won in 1,000 years. I need something.
Well, yeah. That's why. Unfortunately, you're not the president of Nebraska.
The great Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Aaron Judge hit his 60th. Here's the question. Is he having the greatest season of all time? Coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.